What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. This week, the Wall Street Journal focuses on the reduction of HECM benefits post-October 2nd. Senator Elizabeth Warren questions FHA nominee Brian Montgomery's private sector affiliations. FHA Commissioner Brian Montgomery, work with and not against lenders. And HUD Secretary Ben Carson, the subject of a recent Time magazine article. You're listening to episode 488 for Monday, October 30th. Welcome back, everyone. Great to have you back. And this week, our first story is about the FHA nominee for Commissioner Brian Montgomery. Last week, he testified before the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs and also referred to his service as the FHA chief under previous administrations. Montgomery said in part, "To be clear, fraud and misrepresentation have no place in any industry, much less one that represents the largest investment most families will ever make. But I wonder if we have gone too far. We must do a better job of providing regulatory clarity to mortgage lenders. It's time we treat them more like business partners than adversaries." And such a philosophy would be, well, directly opposed to the previous administration, which had very strict rules when it came to mortgage banking and also fines. Now, Montgomery did serve from the years 2005 and 9, but he said the unclear regulations created tight credit market and also the departure of major banks from the federally backed lending landscape. And he had specific criticism for the Department of Justice with their False Claims Act that would pursue mortgage lenders too often, cracking down harshly for simple clerical errors. Ben Carson also echoed a similar sentiment the previous week. One example he cited is a lender who may have forgot to include the gift letter in the original file, but years later, when the borrower fell behind and the loan entered default, they found themselves in trouble for a clerical error. Montgomery said, "That is a violation of FHA rules, but I don't think it's treble damages plus civil monetary penalties, which is, in many cases, what happened." Montgomery also cited the concern that lenders have a hard time putting reserves away for unknown damages multiplied times three. "If the goalpost keeps getting moved on lenders, I completely understand why they left the FHA program." The American Banker reports that Brian Montgomery was challenged during his nomination hearings by Senator Elizabeth Warren. Trump's nominee to head the Federal Housing Administration as commissioner seems to have widespread support on the committee. She raised her concerns about his consulting business after he left the agency in 2009 and said that he helped negotiate agreements with FHA on the behalf of lenders regarding False Claim Act cases brought by the Department of Justice. Warren said, "This is the revolving door at its worst. I hope we will reject this nomination." Senator Warren took issue with his tenure at the Collingwood Group several years before the Justice Department began bringing claims related to the performance of FHA-insured loans against many larger banks and mortgage companies. In April 2016, Wells Fargo paid $1.2 billion for originating defective FHA loans and for allegedly defrauding FHA. Warren said, "Your company was known for helping firms navigate FHA penalties and lawsuits. I have seen some amazing cases of spinning through the revolving door, but this one might really take the cake." During this exchange, Montgomery stated that he was in fact not involved in the Wells Fargo matter and that he did follow the government ethical guidelines. He said, "Our firm was involved in helping the law firm that was representing Wells Fargo. I was personally not involved." Montgomery stated lack of involvement in the Wells Fargo matter would seem to undermine Warren's critique. Time magazine's latest article, which features Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson, had me wondering there for a moment, looking at the cover photo included for Time magazine, entitled "The Wrecking Crew, How Trump's Cabinet is Dismantling the Government as We Know It." And of course, each wrecking ball was adorned with an orange flesh tone and a shock of blonde hair in the likeness of Donald Trump. Nevertheless, they are looking at both Carson's philosophy as the Secretary of HUD and his focus on low-income housing and his vision for leadership. Columnist Tessa Berenson wrote, "HUD spends 84% of its $47 billion budget simply helping low-income people pay rent. But the real goal, the agency, Carson argues, has to be for people to no longer need it. A particular challenge for the agency, which seeks to work to avoid homelessness and also to help individuals get out of the clutches of poverty. The article did not specifically cover reverse mortgages, focusing on HUD's primary mission of affordable housing and subsidies, but he does support the issuing of reverse mortgages or HECMs to co-op owners and also moving the HECM out of the Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund, an idea which appears now to have widespread support both in and out of the government. And in our last story, the Wall Street Journal took a look at the reduction in HECM benefits post-October 2nd, saying that the loan may be less attractive after the reductions in the new principal limit factors and also mortgage insurance premiums. This according to the recent story. We anticipate more consumers waiting to get a reverse mortgage until they actually need it, said LendingTree's chief sales officer Sam Mishner, quoted in the article. Also quoted was a very familiar name in our industry, Jack Gutentag, a.k.a. the Mortgage Professor, a retired University of Pennsylvania professor and blogger. He told the Journal that the new lending ratios will have the most damaging effect on the younger borrower, giving the example of a 62-year-old with $300,000 in home equity. Before the change on October 2nd, Gutentag said that that borrower could have received $730 a month for life, that is the 10-year payment, but that dropped to $613 per month under the new rules. Jamie Hopkins was quoted in the Journal saying that the HECM line of credit is, quote, a much less appealing option moving forward. He also said that the slower line of credit growth rate under the new lending ratios could end up combating one of the biggest stumbling blocks that the reverse mortgage professional faces, that it is too good to be true. That is the HECM line of credit or principal limit growth rate. That very robust line of credit growth, I actually think, might have been very hard for people to really believe, said Hopkins. I think a more reasonable looking line of credit growth with some limitations actually feels more powerful from a marketing and consumer standpoint, where I'm more likely to believe it when I hear it. And speaking of the line of credit, this week's video at HECMworld.com, we cover the reduction in the line of credit growth rate. And folks, it's really not as bad as you may think, but there is a substantial change. And also, we clear up one of the most common misconceptions when it comes to the HECM line of credit growth rate. So be sure to go to HECMworld.com today. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. For the latest breaking videos and articles on all things reverse mortgage, be sure to go to HECMworld.com. Also, you can visit ReverseFocus.com to learn more about our tools and technology, which will help you to prospect, nurture, and close more loans. Again, thank you as always for joining us, and we'll see you here again next week. And don't forget, you can subscribe on iTunes or find us at Podbean.com as well.